Paul Rasmussen, we have just a couple of delays. If you want to search out kdkradio.com, you can find our official closing and delay list. And anytime we have the Pittsburgh Storm Center here at KDK Radio, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Metropolitan Window Company. So we're dealing with this cold air, and it has been persistent where you get these snow showers, Paul, and it slickens up the roads. And then we have these accidents, series of accidents every morning this week.
It's like a loop. It just keeps going around and around and around. We're seeing the same exact weather conditions day after day here.
And even the most cheerful people, you get a little cynical when you see daily clouds and snow and cold temperatures.
What's working my last nerve right now is that back in my hometown, temperatures are in the 30s and 40s.
In Montana?
It should be much colder there than it is here.
Well, there are people talking about snow in Dallas, Texas. You know, they got the Cotton Bowl there tomorrow night with Ohio State and Texas. And then people with the cold air all the way down into Florida. So everybody's kind of dealing with that, but nothing like what people in California have been dealing with, these five wildfires. Meanwhile, as people settle into the new year, and a lot of companies are demanding that workers who had been remote, if not hybrid, get back full time to the office. And it's creating, on top of what was already a child care crisis in this country and in this region. And joining us is Dr. Demonte Walker, who is the CEO of the Pittsburgh Scholar House, a nonprofit that does a lot of great work in our region. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
So I know, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit more about Pittsburgh Scholar House.
Thank you for the opportunity to do so. The Pittsburgh Scholar House is a local nonprofit that employs a two-generational strategy to help single-parent students earn a college degree while raising healthy and happy children. We braid together socially supportive services and supports, such as helping with housing stability, childcare navigation, and tuition assistance to help make that goal of earning a degree a reality.
And one of those challenges, as you're acutely aware, Doctor, is sometimes childcare in that process. So from your perspective, what is the situation with childcare in this region and in particular in the city?
Childcare access continues to be an issue that a lot of cities and employers struggle with. And I believe that here in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, we are working cooperatively to try and find solutions for working parents and parenting students to make childcare access much more accessible. There are several strategies that are in play right now, and one of them being the governor's new child tax credit that will match the federal tax credit at 100%. That should relieve some of the burden for parents, but we know that the problem is a pervasive one, and we need creative solutions.
And one of the issues is having enough people to do the work to take care of the children, and the other is cost, and that is a huge factor for a lot of families that find it really challenging to have a job, but yet most of the money in some cases is going for childcare.
Yes, it also makes it feel as though that working doesn't make sense. It may make more sense to stay at home with the children, but the reality is that we need parents in the workforce to drive our local economy. So this is not a parent issue that must be solved, which I think is how we've addressed it over the last couple of decades. This is an all hands on deck strategy through workforce partners, our employers, our educational institutions, child care providers, and child care assistance networks.
And have you talked to anybody that's working on a game plan that would be really practical and something that could happen soon?
Yeah, there are several, as I said, several strategies that are underway. We've seen it through our political leadership, particularly with Sarah Inamorato, County Executive Sarah Inamorato, who has formed a task force that is looking at this particular issue and is devising solutions that not only address the availability of childcare, but also helping to drive some more workforce development around making sure that we have skilled workers that can help to address this challenge. I'm also aware that several employers are beginning to look at hybrid policies and more flexible policies that allow parenting students some redress when they do not have adequate child care. We are in the 21st century, and there are technological solutions and community solutions that can be deployed. And so there are several task force that I'm aware of that are working on this issue.
Dr. Walker, I did a story yesterday about an apartment building that's proposed for Hazelwood Green, 50-unit apartment building, 13 of those two-bedroom units would be reserved for single parents studying for college degrees. That's groundbreaking.
It is groundbreaking, and that is the model of the Pittsburgh Scholar House, to provide housing stability while these parents are working on their degrees. And we know that child care access will be an issue, which is why we are proud to partner with City of Life, with Reverend Tim Stevens, who is working on a child care facility that will be available in the site and accessible to both the residents and workers there on the Hazelwood Green.
So where will you direct people who want to get more information on the work you're doing and how they can get involved?
We'd love to have them visit our website at www.pittsburghscholarhouse.org or to follow any of our social media profiles at PGH Scholar House.
Dr. Demonte Walker, CEO of Pittsburgh Scholar House, great information. Thank you. Keep up the tremendous